On New York University Week, online shopping for groceries can change browsing behavior. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Angela Truda, assistant professor in the Department of Nutrition and Food Studies, explains why.
Almost 15% of all U.S. households with children worry about having enough food to eat. In other words, are food insecure. And food insecurity is higher among non-white communities, including Black and Hispanic communities that often lack grocery stores, resulting in reduced access to healthy and affordable foods. Online grocery shopping has the potential to improve community food access by bringing foods to families. A recent federal policy authorized monthly benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP or food stamps, to be used online. The new policy, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic, contributed to a dramatic increase in online grocery shopping among low-income communities of color. So I wanted to know which food SNAP users are buying online, what challenges they encounter, and if there were unintended consequences of this new policy. My research team found that most shoppers from low-income backgrounds bought fewer healthy foods, such as fruits and vegetables, online than in-store. Families cited mistrust of higher shoppers to buy quality products as one of the reasons they avoid ordering fresh foods online. A surprising finding was that families are buying fewer sweets online. But why? Families told us that they feel less pressure from their children when shopping online, and that they are less likely to make impulse purchases without in-store nudges and promotions. This is important because personalized marketing practices are rapidly evolving. For example, we see personalized promotions, recommendations, and ads online that can increase purchases of processed foods. If digital marketing regulations are not in place, this promising finding could easily turn into another unintended consequence of online grocery services for public health.
That was Angela Truda of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.